This is an oral history interview with Orville Murray, conducted by Stephanie Johnson on April the 1st, 1994, at his home. The subject of this interview is from 1927 to the present time.
I need to know your mother's name.
Ira Noah Murray.
Okay.
And what about your dad's name? Nani Esther Murray.
Okay. Have you always lived here?
Close, yes.
Have you ever lived outside the state?
1 year.
Mm-hmm. Where at?
Calhoun, Georgia.
I didn't know that.
I turned 3 years old in Georgia.
So you, when you were young, you left in Georgia?
Yeah, 1 year.
1930. Farming then?
Yes. Yes.
What was your husband?
Cotton, corn, and hay. And a few hogs and some cattle.
Oh, he was doing some major farming. Wow.
For that day, it was, you know, it'd be small farming now, but then it was a three-horse farm, three-mule farm.
was it like a tent farm?
Yeah, this was a tenant farm. He had bought a farm here in this area a couple of years before, but... I had an aunt and uncle that lived on this river bottom farm close to Calhoun, Georgia, and they persuaded us to move up there and help them tend this river bottom farm. And in the meantime, the depression hit, and we just lasted 1 year there.
Because of the depression?
Yeah, 5 cents a pound cotton, and 20 cents a bushel of corn and hay, you could not give it away. Cattle was 3 to 5 cents a pound, and so was hogs.
What had it been before that?
It had been, well, cotton had been 40 cents a pound.
Oh, gosh. So you're talking about 35 cent loss.
Right.
Automatically.
The depression hit in the latter part of 29, but didn't really affect people to a great extent until in late or further on in 1930. The fall of the year of 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to the gym with my dad in the fall of 30. Carried his first bale of cotton, and he got $25.80 for the cotton and the seed.
That's not good.
No, it wouldn't pay. It wouldn't buy much food and pay taxes and buy automobile tires and things like that. It wouldn't buy much gasoline. Of course, gasoline was only 18 cents a gallon. So
that was
a high price for that day, though.
Oh, yeah, gasoline.
It would amount to probably the same as $1.80 now, or more.
People had to stop driving.
Well, they did. They was during the Depression, there was cars sitting in garages that had been bought before the Depression hit, and people couldn't afford to buy a license plate. They would borrow their neighbor's tag if he was fortunate enough to have one, and run somebody else's tag just to go to town and tend to the business, like pay their tax, land tax, or to the doctor or whatever.
Land tax high?
No, it's never been high in this area, really.
Mm. What kind of car did Papa own?
He had a 1929 Ford Roadster A model. he had bought and paid cash for it just a few months before November 29 when the stock market fell and the panic really hit.
And there he had that car.
There he had that car, but he couldn't. You couldn't have sold it for love and money because nobody had money to buy it with. So we wore it out on the farm.
He took the farm truck, huh?
Yeah, it had a rumble seat, and he took the seats out. He hauled everything from vegetables and dressed hogs or whatever needed to be in that rumble seat. It also had a four-wheel trailer he pulled behind it.
So it was used everywhere on the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, all gotten to the gym and everything.
Well, what year did you move back?
Moved back at the end of 1930. And I spent 1931 in the house that I was born in, which was my dad's old home place.
Yeah. Oh, so.
I rode a quarter. I was born a quarter mile from here.
So it's not this land.
No.
That Papa always has owned. I thought he was good for He's always owned.
No, this, Libby and I bought this in 1958. I bought Dad's old place back across the creek in 1967. It had been sold to some other folks and I managed to buy it back in 1967. And this, where we live now, was a part of the pipe place.
That's so pretty. I just always thought of it. It's not always good to me.
No.
Okay, where'd you go to school?
I went and started the school at a two-teacher school up the road a couple of miles from where we lived. And the first 2 years I went there. And most of the time walked there and back. Occasionally we would be able to catch the bus that was going to the White Plains High School and maybe ride a half a mile of it if we happened to connect with it.
The greatest chances were you didn't.
Yeah. And this was in the very heart of the Depression, and my second year in school, I had to close the school I was going to at 5 months, and then I went to White Plains School to finish out the second grade, which we ended up going 6 weeks longer, I believe it was. Anyway, I had to tried to run grammar school 7 months and high school 9. But that year, I believe they ended up the next year, my third grade year. We had 5 months of school and grammar school and had 7 months of high school.
Why?
No money. Didn't have money to operate the teacher, pay the teacher. And we didn't have electricity at the schoolhouse, so didn't have to pay no water power bill.
So it was
Didn't have any air conditioning except when the windows were open. And we burned coal and just a coal burning heater in each room for heat. Buses were always crowded to the point where you just sat in somebody's lap most of the time.
So everybody had to go to school?
Yeah, it was compulsory. Even then, like it is now, you had to go to school until you were 16, according to the law.
What about, when was school? I mean, did they do it around farming town or farming town?
As a usual rule, the neighboring county would start school in August and go to school for a month. Then they'd turn out 6 weeks for cotton picking. And Calhoun County schools never did do that. It was not a much cotton in Calhoun County as it was Cherokee. That's where that happened at. And, but we, the 7 month school allowed us a lot of time to help both prepare and plant and cultivate the crop in the spring as well as in the fall, help and gather. And farm children worked in the field just like adults did. And thank God for it. It taught me how to work.
Mm. What did you do? Come home in the afternoons and have to do it?
Yeah.
After you got off the school?
Yeah. Work the rest of the day.
You did get up with the chickens?
Yeah, I had chores, morning chores for school too, like milk two cows after I got big enough to do that. And we had mules that had to be fed. Had to be fed their breakfast, which was ear corn. It had to be shucked for 16 ears per mule.
How long did it take to shuck corn?
Oh, just a few minutes. It was just no big chore. Because the crib was usually across the hall of the barn from the mule stables. So. And we had a basket that we put the corn in, and then it was fixed for you to feed the stock from the hallway through a hole down into the trough, so you didn't have to go in the stable with the animals to feed it.
Oh, okay. Was you the oldest?
Until I was 10 years old, I was the only one.
Oh.
I'm an only son of an only son and have an only son. I had a sister born just before my 10th birthday.
Uncle Bob, Aunt Bobby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, day before yesterday was her birthday.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
I didn't
I'd like
know.
To have been born on April Fool's Day.
She almost was. That would have been a joke in a half.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
I called her and I wished her a happy birthday and told her I remembered the day. I was in the third grade and I spent the night at my aunt's house. And when I seen her, I thought she was awful ugly little thing.
You didn't tell her that, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
Of course, she knew I was joking.
But they were, all those babies are so wrinkly and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, yeah. She looked better the next day.
Did you go to church on Sundays?
Yes, we did. Not every Sunday, because all the churches in this area just had part time. We just had church once a month in most cases.
And, once a month?
Yeah. And like a pastor would maybe pastor four churches, and we'd have services at, say, at Rabbit Town the first Sunday, and then he'd be at the White Plains Church the second Sunday, then he'd be at the Nancy's Creek Church the third Sunday, and maybe be at Pleasant Ridge the fourth Sunday, and the fifth Sunday, it was free. He didn't have to be anywhere.
That sounds good.
And pastors was paid with canned goods, fruit, vegetables, or whatever.
Whatever you have.
Yeah, money was very scarce, so we tithed with our homegrown goods, even a ham of meat sometimes.
Ooh.
We always had hog meat hanging in the smokehouse.
So you would always have, like, animals around?
Yeah, always had hogs and dads dressed and sold dressed hogs on a regular basis, but we also grew what we needed for ourselves and cured it on the farm. And so we always had meat in the and we made our lard. We used lard for cooking. Shortening was beginning to come on the market back when I was small, but it was not, you only looked at it when you was in the grocery store. You didn't buy any of it because it cost 27 cents a tin.
And you could make your own.
Yeah, you had your homemade lard in lard cans, 50-pound lard cans.
Uh-huh.
You just go raise that lid and dip out what you needed. Good old hog lard. It was, man, it made the famous biscuits.
Oh, good.